Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in operations. The NAC clock officially says it's noon, 12 o'clock Eastern. So let's get the latest updates. We do have some information on the current location, about 45 miles east, southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. Still 110 mile an hour, just right in that center, just, you know, stretching out from the center. So very dangerous conditions. That center is so close to the shore. So we are seeing some gusts. Charleston now 52 miles an hour, gusting to 69 miles an hour. So that's pretty significant. Winds there can be damaging as well. Northeast movement at 8 miles an hour. So there you see the center, and you start seeing some of the, that gets so close to the shore. It's just really a dangerous situation. So you can see some of the winds, the hurricane force winds, tropical storm force winds, especially in those bands. If you think about these bands, they've been producing tornadoes all morning. And if you actually can see some places where you have those red polygons, those are the tornado warnings that we've had. But even after the storm, you can see some of these wind gusts in these bands. So still a dangerous situation for all these areas when it comes to the wind, but also all that rainfall and tornadoes. So the latest movement, we're still moving towards the east-northeast at 8 miles an hour, right on the coast here, so close. And if you think about the hurricane force winds, if we draw that and stretch it around the center, that's why they're right near the coast, getting some readings very close to hurricane force. And with time, skirting right along the coast and getting to the outer banks. This is Friday at 2 a.m., and this is a point Friday at 2 p.m. So the rest of today, tonight, and until tomorrow, we'll still have these dangerous conditions for many of these areas. So we do have that hurricane warning right there where the center is going to be so close to the shore, if not onshore at times, and a tropical storm warning where you start drawing the tropical storm force winds could reach up there even into Virginia. So some of the impacts here, one of them is rainfall. We've already talked about the winds. We've talked about the tornadoes. The rain, the Weather Prediction Center issuing this moderate to high risk anywhere in here, North Carolina down to South Carolina. And notice it's not just the coast, it's well inland as well where you can have that high risk. The specific values in that area, 6 to 10 inches in the orange, and look, 10 to 15, maybe even higher at times than some of those red areas there, especially from North Carolina down to South Carolina. So a lot of rainfall, the risk of flash flooding, a very dangerous situation. The other part of the danger is the storm surge. These values significant. This is the updated map that we have, 5 to 8 foot in portions of you know, around Myrtle Beach, right on the beaches and places where the water can sneak in further inland. 4 to 7 feet as we go up the North Carolina coast. And it's not just the Barrier Islands. Look how far this water stretches inland. A very dangerous situation. And 4 to 7 feet or the 8 feet, well, those areas, that's water up your pant leg. That is water over the ground. So that inundation, very dangerous. The storm surge causing half the fatalities in tropical systems. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.